Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution, turning to the question Mr. McCarthy introduces as Speaker of the House into the business of the House of Representatives here at the end of 2023. The idea is impeachment. This is to do with investigations already underway in the House of Representatives, Mr. Comer's committee, of Hunter Biden, his business associates, and how they may or may not have interacted with the then Vice President, now President Joe Biden. Richard, the word impeachment, is it necessary? Because Mr. Comer is already investigating without it. Good evening to you.
Yes, I think it is necessary to think about impeachment. And what has happened in this particular case is McCarthy has called for a further inquiry into the impeachment process. The reason he's doing so is that the evidence that you've gathered such far does raise a reasonable suspicion that in dealing with these particular issues, the president was intimately involved with his son in ways that may have involved improper use of his position of power when he was as vice president, and also the receipt of funds in order to do something on behalf of these other people. I think that these are very, very serious charges, but there's still some gaps in the record which have to be dealt with in order to handle the thing. And what are those gaps? Well, we know the money comes into the Biden family network, but we don't know exactly where it goes once it's there. It turns out that our friend Comer may be able to get banking records, which have suggested that there's a huge numbers of shell corporations and payments of very large amounts made into the family. But this could be, one could argue, done by Biden's son himself and not by the father. And so what you have to do is to get more information. The initial inquiries that they're doing have been under their oversight capabilities. And for that, you have to show that there's some effort to try and create new legislation that only Congress could pass. The moment it's an impeachment type inquiry, you have a broader mandate. So you can start to look a little bit more deeply into these things in order to figure out exactly what it is that has started to happen. And I think that's exactly what's going to take place in this particular case. Now, the Democrats in this situation have always argued that there's some kind of hermetic seal between the president, vice president as a business operator and the vice president as a family man. But people on the outside are entitled to be skeptical of that kind of statement. And the reason they are is if the father and son are joined together at the hip, why do we assume that it's only about personal issues and it's not about business issues? We also have information about calls being placed to Vice President Biden through Hunter Biden when there are prominent people on the other side, and he takes the call. It is certainly the case that they did not discuss business. That's enough, as far as I'm concerned, to say that you can't impeach him on the strength of those things alone. But the fact that you're willing to signal that you have somebody in a position of power behind you does change the nature of the inquiry a great deal. And so what you wanted to do is to figure out what went on, what happened after these conversations took place, what further conversations right. took place, what various bank payments have been made of one sort or another. This is a long and arduous inquiry. It's quite specific to what it is that the vice president has done. I don't think that McCarthy is beyond his power. I have no idea whether it will yield it, but it's certainly an inquiry at this point, which has to go on one more stage.
Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution, a senior fellow, teaches law at NYU and the University of Chicago. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.